News Talk ZB with Chris Lynch in for Larry Williams. It's 21 past five. Let's turn our attention to the South Island now. Strong winds of 105 kilometres an hour have caused one hell of a mess in central Otago, and locals say it's lucky nobody died. Chief Fire Officer Richard Davidson says trees are down, caravans have been tipped upside down, and roofs have been ripped off homes.
There were little mini tornadoes of water coming up off Lake Dunstan and spraying right across the state highway.
With me now is Central Otago Mayor Kim Cadogan. Tim Cadogan, good evening to you.
Good evening, Chris. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. What were the worst hit areas?
Clyde, just simply Clyde. It was a very, very freak occurrence. Clyde sits at the end of Lake Dunstan, which is at the end of the Cromwell Gorge, and we can get a funnelling effect in Clyde that then dissipates out further down the valley. And I've never seen it. I've lived in Clyde for 20 years and I've never seen it like it was today. We seem to really cop it to the extent that 4 or 5 kilometres up the road towards Cromwell, while it was howling in Clyde, it was relatively calm. And I would actually say that the winds were measured at 115 kilometres at Alexandra Airport, but it will have dissipated a lot by then. The winds were, I would guess, a lot stronger here. To do the damage it did was just incredible.
Tim, describe some of the scenes. Lots of damage?
Lots of damage. Every corner you come past, there's a fence down, a few roofs lifted, a lot of trees just ripped sheer out of the ground. And I'm looking at my neighbour's fence out my window and it's just completely flattened. I drove up and down the Clyde, the Dunstan Golf Club today. It would have 30 big pines uprooted, tipped out. And one in particular that just blew my mind was it had just been snapped clean off. Absolutely broken clean off rather than uprooted and forced to do that. As I've said all day, I cannot believe nobody was seriously hurt or killed. It really was. It was fast and it was brutal. And yeah, we've had a wee miracle that nobody was cleaned up.
Unbelievable. How have residents fared? I mean, people must be in a bit of shock over this.
I think everyone is a little bit stunned. As I say, I'm a long-term local and I've never seen anything like it, and everyone else I've talked to have said they haven't seen anything like it. Fairly stoic around here. People have cracked on and the emergency services were fantastic. Yeah. The Delta team were in super quick. There was a tree actually just outside my front door and some council land that looked like it was going to drop. And these guys got up, shut the power down, cut the tree down, stumped it up, and there's a whole lot of firewood out there that I'm eyeing up at the moment. So the police, the fire brigade and everybody responded brilliantly. But I'll tell you what, Chris, what it makes me think about, if they were 115K winds, goodness only knows what it must have been like in the Caribbean last week with the hurricane bowling in
nice
at 300.
Well, thank you very much for your time. Good luck with the cleanup, and I wish you well. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
That is Tim Cadogan, the Central Otago Mayor. Gee, what an amazing story, literally of survival, really. Well, speaking of survival of a different type, election survivor is moments away. It's 24 past five.